Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And everybody knows we're in the middle, or the second half of the Christina Liu show, which is talk of the town and what everybody wants to know and yada, 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 yada.
That's
yada.
Right. Just a
but
lot of stuff going on.
Bottom line, it really is the time when, you know, all the important things that are going on around the town are brought to your attention. And, of course, then you can also, excuse me, call 311 because some of these dates, the programs, who was the lady you were talking about?
Margaret.
I mean, you got to call 311, I believe, to register.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Therefore, you know, you'll find out if Margaret's class is still open or closed, and that's the procedure.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I want to stress, too. You know, 311 from the very beginning has been, you know, we always say it's our sibling to PI because all the information that comes to us, that all the programs we create, get sent over there immediately. So it's kind of a seamless transition. So please call. They have all the information because I know there's a lot to take in. You could also call 311 and request. I do a monthly calendar every month, so you can get this monthly
calendar. That is very good.
What is that?
That's the one, the email one?
Yeah, I do the email newsletter, yes, but then I also do the hard copy.
The hard copy, too.
Yeah, but the email newsletter is great because, you know, listen, we wish we could send out a hard copy.
You know what? You can't.
But
it's ridiculous.
It's a lot of
amount
money.
Of money involved.
So
what happens? So if I call 311, I can get this over the phone?
Yeah, so that you could just say it, and then it'll probably get sent to me, and I will mail it to you. But,
are you doing
311
today?
No, I was doing the Pioneer today.
Oh, okay.
But definitely call, because it's really great, because there are so many great programs, like I said, coming up. And also in February, it is...
just let me interrupt. The shame of it is, and I'm that person, if you get the calendar, you should put it down. And I'm not saying you don't, Iris, in your book. I don't. So it's very... And you're telling me a date, but I wrote one down. So it's nice when the hot, when you give me the hard copy, it's like, oh, wait a minute. This I want to go to.
Well, because you know what it reminds you of, like, when you were in school, you know, and you get, like, the school calendar. And it just... Because sometimes... And listen, I keep stuff in my phone.
Right.
But I'm also the queen of I need a good hard copy. Because sometimes just visualizing it...
The queen of I need a good hard copy.
I just need it, like, a real good visual hard copy just to see it all. You know, it's just something different about it. So please call 311 if you want that. But in February, I want to remind people that it is Heart Health Month, and we're always doing great programs for that. And I just got an email saying, please promote this, because Women Heart Health, they're going to be doing a program on that, evaluating for cardiovascular disease on Friday, February 7th at 10:30 a.m. at the DeMatta Center for Cardiac Research and Education. Which is right, you know, through St. Francis, obviously. And they'll talk about what are the risk factors for heart disease, what are the symptoms for heart attack in women, how are diseases of the heart diagnosed. And you could actually bring questions they're encouraging people to do. We have someone from St. Francis actually coming on our radio program in February also to talk about this stuff. But I really think it's so important to really just, you know, there's a lot you can do to prevent these things and to know. So prevention.
I happen to be going. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, really? Good for
it's
you.
It's right over here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful building.
I've been there years ago, but it is a beautiful facility.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice facility. But please definitely check that out. And in our newsletter, we're actually going to have a whole article on, it's a great article, Northwell sent in, which I was so fascinated with it when I was putting it in. It's about, they interviewed Northwell cardiologists about what they eat for heart health. Because sometimes it's great, you know, you'll hear all these things, but then you're like, where do I begin? And they'll actually
That's
give you a breakdown, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, things to avoid. But it was so specific in that, you know, because I know myself too. You could hear, oh, eat nuts, do this, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you know, just to hear specifically, this is what I do.
What are you doing with that information?
It's going to be in the Pioneer, so you'll have to stay tuned for when it comes into your house.
In a hard copy,
In a hard copy, yes, okay. It will
be. Like a diet guide.
Yeah, because it was like a nice little, like, you know, schedule breakdown, which is really good. And hopefully all the information I'm putting in the Pioneer will fit in this issue, because I think I jam-packed it with a lot of information. So if it doesn't all fit, I will make sure to, you know, spread it into, like, the next issue as well. But definitely stay tuned for the hard
copy. How often does it come out?
3 times a year. We do it. So, you know, and if you are not receiving it, I want to remind people, please call 311 or 869-6311.
Yeah.
Because is the Pioneer in what do you call that?
Electronic form?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. So that's another thing, because a lot of people, I always try to stick that into the email newsletter when we have it, because this way we're able to send it out to whoever.
Oh, to many more. I agree.
Because even though it's North Hempstead focused, a lot of the information, it's good for any, you know, wherever you may
absolutely.
Be. So it's certainly good to spread the word. We're always trying to spread the word on that. But some other things that are coming in February, I just want to showcase. We're going to have a doctor coming on to discuss how to talk to your doctor, because that's something we really try and stress, because I know a lot of times it's very overwhelming and stressful. You don't necessarily know the right questions to ask, and you have a limited time.
That's why it's best to be prepared. Yeah. In written form for yourself, so that you know that you do 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
And if the doctor has his foot out the door and you have not still had your questions answered, you say to him, "Doctor, I have a couple of more questions, please."
Absolutely. No, it's important to advocate for yourself. You have to do that. And then we're also going to have on, which I love, one of my favorite topics, is Barbara Feldman from A New Start, who's going to talk about organizing. Who talks about organizing and decluttering.
And she told me she was going to. I'm going to see you in February. I said, I don't know until the week before whoever.
And
Christine
we never
books.
Get through all of her tips, because there's so many great tips.
I'm
always writing down everything she says, because that's something I've tried to. My resolution was to really kind of little by little organize.
Now I'll just be a little, you know, I was at an event and this woman comes up to me last night and she says, "I know you." I said, "You look familiar too." She goes, "My name is Barbara Feldman." I said, "Barbara, it's all right." She goes, blah, blah, blah. She changed her hairstyle and color.
Oh.
And so it's when she said it, because I remember a different style and a different. So I said, "Now I know who you are."
Well, we'll have to check that out in February. it's really great. And I think everyone, no matter what age you are, it's an important thing, because there's nothing worse than just being inundated with so much stuff. It's just it clouds your headspace.
And it gets harder as one gets older.
Of course. You know, so that's why it's important. And, like, listen, we're talking, there's little tiny things. You know, no one's saying you need to do a all at once. You know, but there's little steps you can do.
And actually, if you don't mind, she has another program that we may talk a little bit about. She was doing the same thing for divorcees now.
Oh.
Which is quite interesting. Yeah. Like, when you go into a house and say, "Calm down, why don't you take the dining room and you take the couch?"
Yeah.
Because 7 out of 10 times it's the man who moves out.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife is there with the kids. So it's like, you know, that's what she's kind of gotten involved with, a group working with that kind of stuff, which
interesting.
Is interesting.
So
it really is.
It is, but she has to protect herself against getting a black eye.
You know, you have to be more positive in 2020. The census people are going to get beat up. Moving the furniture is going to get beat up. Poor Dan, the manager of the station, you'll probably hit him before we leave.
Well, if you do recall, Iris did take a self-defense class and knows a lot of moves. So that's why she's hyper-vigilant.
Be careful.
She's hyper-vigilant when it comes to all this.
Hyper-vigilant. I like that.
She knows the correct stance to take. Also coming up, we have Ready Care Physical and Occupational Therapy. We'll be on, and we have the fabulous Fran Green. We'll be calling in from Florida. She reached out to me.
Is that the one on dating?
Yes. And you know, it's more than flirting, you know, because it's called flirting, but it's really just forming relationships and how to talk to people and not
or
being
starting
afraid to.
Relationships.
And just connecting. Mm. So that should really be fun, I figured, for the Valentine's Day month.
Right,
she'll be on. And then we have on, as I said, someone talking about heart of the matter, taking charge of your heart health. So that's Maura from St. Francis Hospital will be on. And then we have a program, which is Community Computer Connections Program, which has been around for a long time, and they kind of are revamping things, and they'll install computers in the homes of, you know, income-eligible people. So definitely check it out. There's so many great programs. It's really proud of them. And you could always listen to old episodes on our Project Independence website. So you can go right on, type in, you know, a keyword, and it will show you, it'll pop up to what it will be. So please.
And that goes back to the very beginning.
Yes, the very beginning.
Because I was looking up something like a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I didn't realize you went back to day one here.
Yeah, that's right. So you could really just listen to how wonderful we've just gotten over the years.
No, this is one fabulous program. Oh. Reaching out to seniors in every way. Oh, my goodness. It's an enrichment.
Absolutely. Is that phone ringing?
Keep going.
I could.
It's the truth. It really is, and which I've said earlier on the show. It's an education for everybody. For me, for Christina.
No, and that's what's important, you know, and obviously, you know, we're senior focused, but a lot of the topics we have on are really larger than that and community focused. So it's important for everyone to listen to, and like I said, we're constantly getting golden nuggets.
Yeah. Today was community focused. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
Seniors will benefit, but so will the child.
Yeah.
God forbid a child needs food, child has to mm-hmm. be included in the census. So today was a nice community show.
I know, and I also on a side note really love when my guests all of a sudden like realize their connection. You know, because the census people were talking about SNAP.
Right.
And how important it is for that. And then you had on Island Harvest, then they like make a collection. And then like everyone's just connecting everywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, everyone's just coming together.
There was a party in here.
Yeah.
There was a party.
Everyone just come together. So it's really nice. And I encourage everyone to please check that out and to call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information at all.
At any time. Terrific. That's basically it. We're out of time. I want to wish everybody a happy week. Have a good week and have a safe weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next. We'll be here next Friday.
That's
excuse
right.
me.